Hey hikers, welcome to the Thruer podcast, where we talk to new and experienced long distance or thru hikers about their adventures on and off trail. I'm your host, Cheer. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Thruer podcast. Today we are catching up with the 2023 trail team. We have hikers from the U.S. and international hikers hiking trails all across the globe. Before we get into it, we'd like to thank our sponsor for this podcast, Sawyer. I've been personally using Sawyer products for years, specifically their water filtration system, their Sawyer Squeeze, on the PCT and the CDT, and I have loved their products. I've used their Picardin, their Permethrin, and so much more. They have sunscreen, and on my AT trek this year, I'm definitely going to be using all of the things to keep myself protected from the pesky ticks and, of course, the mosquitoes. I really like the Permethrin. I used it on the Pacific Crest Trail in Oregon on my clothes, and what's great about the Permethrin is it lasts for 6 weeks or six washes, and the Picardin I used in on the Continental Divide Trail in the Wind River Range when the mosquitoes were awful, and it worked really great. I love it because it is non-greasy and fragrance-free, and it's effective for up to 12 hours versus mosquitoes and ticks, and it's safe to use on clothing and gear. And we love that Sawyer believes in products with purpose. So they have a Clean Water for All initiative with 140 charity partners, and they work to transform and help communities around the world. They do work with disaster relief and also refugee camps. And if you yourself would like to check out their products, or if you would like to donate to the Sawyer Foundation, you can check them out at www.sawyer.com. And the link to this website is in the show notes for you to just click and go straight there. All right, now let's get into it. Enjoy this update directly from trail.
Hey, Cheer, and through our community, this is bonus time coming at you from Oregon on the Pacific Crest Trail. Well, here's my update for the week. There's been a lot less drama, let's just say that, and danger this week. Following my last update from the Sierra, I can tell you once again, the Sierra is very, very dangerous this year, and not to be taken lightly as you tackle that. Probably best that most people have gone southbound in the Sierra, probably late August, September. It'll probably be a lot more doable at that time frame. But anyway, I jumped up to Oregon in Ashland. Spent a couple of days in Ashland, which is fantastic. It's a great place to zero after North California. So do try to spend some time there if you get a chance. It's not cheap, but it is a really, really nice town. I stayed at the hostel. There's only one, I believe, in Ashland. It's fairly cheap. It's clean. It's well run. So I highly recommend that. So from there, got a real nice trail angel, Big Mama, that took us to the trail. 100 miles later, we're up at Crater Lake. Just absolutely fantastic trail through this area relative to, I would say, the elevation gains in California that we all experience. It's just a fantastically fast trail. It moves up anywhere from 5 to 6,000 feet in elevation with marginal gain. So you can get three and a quarter miles per hour if you just stay focused. So you can log some miles pretty quick. As a matter of fact, yesterday I logged 15 miles by 12:30. Which is pretty nice. I just started 6 a.m. So yeah, the trail's pristine. There's plenty of water on the trail. Lots of through hikers out here going through. So everywhere you stop, there's going to be somebody joining you at your campsite. So I've loved everything. I've loved everything about this week. The camaraderie, the trail, how green everything is, how much water there is, the friendliness of the people in the first 100 miles of Oregon has just been fantastic. But I'll tell you what, one thing stands out that's a little different, and that's the lake resorts. As you go through, you can even, you know, we're talking about Hyatt Lake, about Fish Lake, and there's various others along the way, but they're fairly accessible. Some will come out and pick you up at the trailhead. But, you know, you can go in, get a quick burger, a cold drink, get some fresh water, and then you head back out to trail without interrupting your hiking day too much. But it is a nice little break every few days. The one that stood out the most for me so far has been Fish Lake Resort. They allow you to camp on the premises for free. There's an area set out for hikers. It's fair price, quality food, and the people are just absolutely fantastic. They're very, very friendly. Just love everything about that place. So recommend it. It is a 2 mile, 1.8 mile either hike in. You can hitch in easily. Many hikers hitch in fairly easily. So anyway, recommend Fish Lake Resort. I'll add that also on the comments on Far Out. After a very dramatic week in the Sierra, I do find myself feeling a little homesick from time to time here, but I think as I log more and more miles each day, I get separated from that a little bit. Probably not unusual, but for me, logging big miles, big days, it just helps me to immerse myself into the experience here. One other thing that that occurred a couple of days ago is just fantastic trail magic just prior to Hyatt Lake Resort. Spare Parts, who hiked the PCT a couple of years ago, just provided an awfully big spread, cold drinks, Gatorades, water, goodies and snacks, all kinds of good stuff. What a godsend on a very, very, very hot day. So he knows what he's doing. So thank you, Spare Parts, for the trail magic, the tent that you set up for all of us, the chairs. Just fantastic. Highly, highly, highly appreciate it. Finally, the last thing I did want to call out is just I do appreciate all the Far Out comments by other hikers that are ahead of me and ahead of us, the group that I'm with. They're just so immensely useful, whether it's about water, about where to stop, is it easy to catch a hitch, things like that. I just think that's fantastic that the community helps each other out that way. I've started to add more and more of my own comments in the app. Once again, it's a community effort by the hikers for the hikers. So, all right. From here, my next update will be at Shelter Cove, another 100 miles. Should take me about 6 days to get there, but I'm going to take a day or two off in between. So we'll see you then. It's bonus time on the PCT. Until next time, bye-bye.
Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this trail team update. If you'd like to get involved with the Thruer community, you can do so on our website. It's www.thruer.com. That's www.thru-r.com. And on our website, we have our private community just for long distance hikers. You can apply for that. We have a link to this podcast, of course. We have links to our socials. We have our event list and so much more. Thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Sawyer. They believe in products with purpose, and they are doing so much for communities all over the world with their Clean Water for All initiative. And we love their products for the outdoors to protect yourself from bugs, to clean and filter your water, and to protect your skin with sunscreen. You can check out all of their initiatives. You can donate to the Sawyer Foundation, and you can look at all of their products that they offer on their website. That link is in the show notes for you, or you can go to www.sawyer.com. Thank you so much for listening today, and keep checking back for our 2023 Trail Team updates. Also, feel free to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing. Again, thank you so much for listening today, and until next time, happy hiking.